Hope 104.4 FM, the newest voice of Dublin, 7 minutes to 9 o'clock. Barbara Johnson and John Streisand. She'll make no difference. The day started off badly for me anyway. Barbara Streisand and Don Johnson and Till I Loved You. The traffic situation so far, Donnybrook very, very heavy, especially on the Moorhampton Road. Leeson Street, it's very, very busy. Harold's Cross and all along by the canal, it's also quite slow there at the moment. And finally in this bunch, Donnybrook. Oh no, we did that already. Hang on, get down to the bottom of my list here. Bald's Bridge, it's very, very slow. Thanks to Checkers Cabs, 343434.
Driving home for Christmas. Oh, I can't wait to see those faces. I'm driving home for Christmas, yeah. Well, I'm moving down that line. Time away, driving in my car, driving home for Christmas. When I get through, go and feel you near me, driving in my car, driving home for Christmas. Driving home for Christmas. Thousand memories. Take a look at the driver next to me. He's just a sin. He's driving home, driving home, driving home.
The newest voice of Dublin, Hope 104.4 FM. I'm telling you, Christmas is really upon us. Chris Rea from the very best of Chris Rea. That's called Driving Home for Christmas. 3 minutes before 9 o'clock, this will take us to the top of the hour. Don't forget, we've more of your favourites on the way between 9 and 10. Also, one or two goodies to give away at around 9.15 this morning. Don't forget, news is on the way at 9.30 this morning also. Here's a song that brings back many mad, sad memories. This is The Cars with Drive.
Who's gonna tell you when it's too late? Who's gonna tell you things aren't so great? You can't go on thinking nothing's wrong. What now? Who's gonna drive you home tonight? Who's gonna drive you home tonight?
The newest voice of Dublin, Hope 104.4 FM.
Remember, thoughts are forces, and the thoughts you send out are the thoughts that come back to you.
To Dublin on 104.4 FM in stereo, this is Hope.
Up.
The newest voice of Dublin, this is Hope 104.4 FM. 10 minutes past 9 o'clock, after this record, which is Idle Cure and Come Back to Me, we're going to be giving away the tickets for the Irish Life Viking Adventure. What is that? Stay tuned, tell you in a moment. Right here, the newest voice of Dublin, Hope FM.
Long nights make me wonder.
Hope 104.4 FM. It's 14 minutes past 9 o'clock. I'll tell you what we're doing. We're looking for the third caller, 791251. We'll give you a double set of tickets. Ooh, they're worth about, what, £6 or £7 for the Irish Life Viking Adventure. If you want them, 791251. If you're the third caller, I'll give them to you. Call me now. Mm-hmm. Here's another Christmas song, Jonah Louie.
Hey, Mr. Churchill comes over here to say we're doing splendidly. But it's very cold out here in the snow, marching to and from the enemy. Oh, I say it's tough, I have had enough, can you stop the cavalry?
I remember that came out years and years ago, making myself sound very old here. Jonah Louie would stop the cavalry. It's 17 minutes past 9 o'clock and we have a lady on the phone who was very quick off the mark. Are you there, Claire? Hello? Claire? Hang on, I have a better idea. Hello, Claire?
Hello.
You're there now?
Yeah, I am.
Now I have you. Anyway, where are you calling from?
I'm calling from Dundrum.
And what are you doing this morning? Are you just around the house or are you working?
Yeah, I'm washing the dishes and cleaning the table and doing all those jobs.
All the hassle, yeah?
I'll be going to work in the afternoon.
All right, where do you work?
I work in an auctioneer's office in town.
Do you want to say hello to any of them?
Well, I don't think they'd have the radio on. They don't listen to the radio at work.
The boss is around, is he?
Huh?
The boss doesn't let them know. Well, I tell you anyway, Claire, for being the third caller, you've won two tickets to go along to the Irish Life Viking Adventure. Have you heard about it?
I'm delighted about that because I've been saying for the whole millennium year that I'd like to go.
That's right.
And,
well,
you know, the way you keep putting these things off, and so now I'll have to go.
I suppose you will. Well, I tell you what, it's up in St. Audens. I think it's
right, yeah.
It's
I in. I parked my car there the other day, and I again said I must go in.
It's in High Street. You know where it is anyway.
I know where it is, yeah.
And apparently, this was specially built for the Viking. Well, for the Millennium year,
that's right.
And it's been sponsored by Irish Life for a year, I think, and then, or 2 years, and I think it's going to go private then, and they've had over, I think it's 120,000 visitors so far this year, so they're delighted with the way things are going, and certainly I think it's going to be there for a couple more years anyway. Might even stay there.
I think it's great for Dublin, actually.
All right. Well, listen, Claire, yeah. Do you have any favourite song around at the moment that you want to play?
Well, I don't know if you'd have it yet, but Cliff Richard's latest song out, Christmas song, is really super.
Oh.
Have I put you in the spot?
Sorry, Claire, you're going to have to settle for something else. Do you know this song? Do-do-do. Come on, Claire, you must know this song.
Not clicking yet, no.
Robin Beck with the Coca-Cola song. You know it now?
No.
This is first time. Thanks, Claire. Listen, I'll talk to you in a second, tell you how to get those tickets.
Bye-bye.
Okay. 19 past nine, the newest voice of Dublin.
Exclusive men's designer suits at prices you really can't afford. No labels. 23 Duke Street.
Just designer style.
TPFT. What's that?
Third party fire and theft.
What's a third party?
It's a bargain.
A bargain.
Yes, when you're insured with the Financial Services Centre, it means you're not subsidising anyone else. So it is a bargain. You see, they have car insurance policies designed for the over 25s, the over 30s and the over 50s. So you get what you pay for with no load to carry. Call the Financial Services Centre hotline today on Dublin 611-667. That's the Financial Services hotline on 611-667.
For a safe and speedy delivery, call Pacemaker Couriers on 426668.
It is only when people begin to shake loose from their preconceptions, from the ideas that have dominated them, that we begin to receive a sense of opening and a sense of vision. That's a quotation from Barbara Ward. A sense of vision, seeing who we can dare to be and what we can dare to accomplish, is possible if we focus intently on the present and always the present. What we are and what we need to be right now, we can trust that. And we will be shown the step to become who we need to become step by step, from one present moment to the next present moment. We can trust that too. The past that we hang on to stands in our way. Many of us needlessly spend much of our lives fighting a poor self-image. But we can overcome that. We can choose to believe we are capable and competent. We can be spontaneous, and our vision of all that life can offer will change and excite us, and it will cultivate our confidence. We can respond to life wholly. We can trust our instincts, and we will become all that we dare to become.
Newest voice of Dublin, Hope 104.4 FM, 27 and a half minutes past 9 o'clock. While You See a Chance, Steve Winwood from the rather excellent Chronicles album, which he compiled last year of all his hits. Hello, Ian. Here's Ian here. Don't forget, we've news on the way at 9:30 this morning. Taking us a bit closer, here is Michael Jackson from Bad. This is Liberian Girl on Hope 104.4.
And you change me, girl, a feeling so true. Liberian girl, you know that you came and you changed my world, just like in the movies.
Employers, do you have a job vacancy? If you do, we want to publicize it free of charge for you. Hope FM, the caring radio station, has a job spot Monday through Friday, three times daily, at 10:30, 11:30 and 12:30. All you have to do is call us. Our number is 791251. Write it down, 791251. Hope 104.4 FM.
9:30, Monday, November 21st. The stories to this are... A major onslaught on the black economy, which could save the government up to £20 million a year, will be initiated today when the Minister for Social Welfare, Dr. Woods, signs new regulations which will come into effect on the first day in January. Employers within the construction industry will become the chief focus of attention. Last night, Dr. Woods said that an estimate of a 10% rate on income tax and social welfare fraud within that sector was probably conservative. The industries of contract cleaning, forestry, and security will be included in the regulations. Employers will become liable to fines of £10,000 and to sentences of 3 years imprisonment if they fail to notify the Department of Social Welfare that they have taken on new staff. Dr. Woods said he was determined to crack down on unscrupulous bosses. The official Unionist Party sent out a blunt message from its annual conference that the political stalemate will intensify if the Northern Ireland Secretary, Mr. Tom King, does not give a signal soon that he will consider outline proposals which Unionists have put to him for a replacement of the Anglo-Irish Agreement. For the second time in just over a week, the party leader, Mr. James Molyneux made the implicit threat to the Unionist proposals for an alternative to the Anglo-Irish Agreement. They could not be withdrawn if Mr. King cannot come up with an adequate response to them, he said. As Ireland experiences its first severe cold snap this winter, with temperatures last night expected to fall as low as -6 degrees Celsius, weather conditions will favour the accumulation of smog over Dublin, according to a meteorological spokesman. EC smoke pollution limits are expected to be breached this evening and possibly tomorrow. The very cold weather are expected to bring smog conditions both to Dublin and also surrounding areas, as an anticyclone, which the Met Service believes will remain in position over Dublin until midweek. The high-pressure cell is bringing cold Arctic air into Ireland, carried by slack northeasterly winds. Finally this morning, Argentine authorities said yesterday that the cause of Cristina Onassis' death on Saturday was doubtful after pills were found beside the body of the Greek multimillionaire at Villa near Buenos Aires. Officials, however, refused to reveal the result of a three-hour autopsy yesterday, which Miss Onassis was carried out on. Friends said she was found dead of an apparent heart attack in a bath of a villa at the country club where she was staying, 25 miles north of Buenos Aires. Her body was due to be flown to Greece today for burial on the family island of Scorpius, but Judge Alberto Piotta said there were procedural errors about the removal from the country club, and it cannot leave until the legal papers have been signed. Her body was to be buried alongside the remains of her father, the shipping magnate Ariostol Onassis, who died in 1975. The weather forecast is going to remain cold. Temperatures today only reaching a high of 4 degrees Celsius, I'm afraid to tell you. We can expect smog today over the city, and there has been a warning given by the Met Service. Winds, they're fresh to strong in Dublin Bay, And the weather outlook for tomorrow, well, we can expect much of the same. Smog expected in all areas. It'll be cold and windy and, well, not generally a very nice day. 25 minutes to 10 on this Monday morning. Good morning. Just join us. This is Hope FM.
Sail my yacht. He's taken everything I got. All I've got's this sunny afternoon.
You know how people seem to think they're in private when they're driving? Yes, well, whatever you like to sing along with in your car, Highway Hi-Fi and Alarm will supply, fit and service all top names in car stereos, fully guaranteed. And when you think about a car alarm to protect your sound investment, ask Highway Hi-Fi about Irish-made CEL car alarms. Highway Hi-Fi and Alarm in Rathgar Avenue, phone 902-138. When you get to where you're going.
Party Planning Services. We cater for engagement, office or 21st parties. Top DJs, professional dancers. Call Party Planning Services on 405-105. Party Planning Services, now booking for Christmas. Telephone 405-105.
Hi, this is Carmen from Radio F in Nuremberg, you know, in Germany. Whenever I come to Dublin, I only listen to Hope 104.4 FM. Oh, what a name.
Hope FM. Everybody wants to listen.
This is not an easy life. It's hard to hang on to hope. There's so many things need to change. Well, I wonder how we'll cope. But I know where to go. Run away, run away. Lose myself inside a dream.
Repressed can poison a relationship as surely as the cruelest words. That's a quotation from the Joyce brothers. Anger is familiar to us all. We feel it towards others and from others. The expression and acceptance of anger is where we often falter. Most of us were told when we were young that we shouldn't be angry, but we were. And we are, even yet. However, we often still feel like a little child when it comes to angry feelings. We need to accept our anger and learn to express it honestly, openly, and assertively, but not aggressively. We can't afford to hang on to anger. It grows and then festers and then boils. Soon it is interfering in all our relationships, and it provides a ready excuse for an old, self-destructive pattern we don't want to entertain for even a moment. Nothing we set out to do today will have the right outcome if we carry anger within us. How we interpret life, how we treat our friends, what we do with our opportunities and our challenges, all these are determined by our attitudes. Repressed anger always blocks the ways to a positive attitude.
I met my old lover on the street last night. She seemed so glad to see me, I just smiled. And we talked about some old times, and we drank ourselves some beers. Still crazy after all these years. Oh, still crazy.
That's music from Crystal Lewis and Without You. 29 minutes past 5 o'clock. Dublin's traffic news at the moment. O'Connell Street is heavy but moving well. Botanic Road as far as Hart's Corner is also heavy but moving well. Doyle's Corner extremely heavy both sides. Milltown Road and Clonsky is light at the moment. College Green and Dame Street heavy but moving. Traffic news courtesy of Checkers Cabs on 343434. That's Checkers on 343434. It's 5:30. Let's go to the newsroom for the latest national and international news.
Hope FM News Desk, I'm Fintan. Good evening. A major onslaught on the black economy, which could save the government up to 20 million a year, will be initiated today when the Minister for Social Welfare, Dr. Michael Wood, signs new regulations, which will come into effect on January the 1st. Employers within the construction industry will become the chief focus of attention. Last night, Dr. Wood said the estimate of a 10% rate of income tax on social welfare fraud within that sector was conservative. And coming up soon, listen out for details on Hope FM of a toy appeal for children in need. Dublin's weather. Basically, it will be frosty overnight with patches of fog accompanied in urban areas by high levels of smoke. Hope FM News, more news in an hour.
And just referring back to that toy appeal, Fintan, it's for kids that are in different hospitals around town and that. We want you just to send in a couple of toys to 27 South William Street in Dublin 2, is that right?
That's it exactly, and we expect a great turnout and a great sort of response from the people.
Okay, you can phone us right now, 791251. 26 minutes to 6, here's the Monkees and Daydream Believer.
Oh, I could hide 'neath the wings of the bluebird as she sings. The 6 o'clock alarm would never ring. But it rings and I rise, wipe the sleep out of my eyes. My shaven razor's cold and it stings. Cheer up, sleepy Jean. Oh, what can it mean to a daydream believer and a homecoming queen? To a daydream believer.
great to hear the old monkeys back around again. That's a Daydream Believer, 24 minutes to 6 o'clock. Time to drink your Coca-Cola. Here's Robin Beck, still there at number one in England, and First Time. Good evening to you. You're on Hope 104.4 FM.
May the world become a friend. Must not be forgotten. Fear the world, become a friend.
Steve Camp, that's Living in the Laodicea, 17 minutes to 6 o'clock. We have a caller on the line. Hello.
Hello.
What's your name?
My name is Mary.
Mary, how are you, Mary?
Mary from Derry.
Mary from Derry.
Oh, that's the wrong accent.
You want to say hello to somebody?
Yeah, I want to say hello to all my friends that I've seen over the weekend and anyone I missed.
Anybody you missed?
Yeah.
You're going back to London tonight, you told me earlier.
Yeah.
Okay. Any particular record?
If you've got Sade, Paradise.
No problem.
Thank you very much.
Okay, Mary, thanks for calling.
Bye.
Bye. 16 to 6 is Sade and Paradise.
Party Planning Services. We cater for engagement, office or 21st parties. Top DJs, professional dancers. Call Party Planning Services on 405-105. Party Planning Services, now booking for Christmas. Telephone 405-105.
OCD, the office training people, regret to announce that all bilingual secretarial courses for the remainder of 1988 are now fully booked. But students wishing to book bilingual secretarial or receptionist courses for January 1989 at 1988 fees should now contact Margaret at 729-399 before December the 18th or call in to the receptionist centre, 54 Parnell Square West, Dublin 1.
Everybody wants to listen.
Nothing live, nothing move till I love you. Every sky, ever gray, never blue. You were my friend, good friend, and sometimes I would wonder, could the one who saved me possibly be you? Empty days, empty nights.
Sometimes I wonder,
could the one who saved me possibly be you?
That's the new single from Barbara Streisand and Don Johnson, Until I Loved You, 8 minutes to 6 o'clock on Hope FM. Good evening to you. Here's Carly Simon coming around again.
So good on paper.
Carly Simon, that's Coming Around Again. It's 5 minutes to 6 o'clock. That's my lot. I'm back tomorrow between 3 and 7. Have yourselves a great Monday evening if you're heading out tonight, playing out with the Eagles. This is New Kid in Town. Good evening to you.
There's talk on the street, it sounds so familiar. Great expectations, everybody's watching you. I love you, I love you. But is it possible, 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 babe? Is it possible for me and you? Is it possible, 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 babe? Is it possible for me and you? For me and you, it is impossible, possible, possible, babe. It is impossible for me and you.
Newest voice of Dublin, Hope 104.4 FM. It's coming up now on, what time is it, Matt?
12 minutes past 6 o'clock, Greg.
12 minutes past 6 o'clock. Please,
on a
CD.
Monday evening.
I love when the CD works. it's just, we're having, no, wrong song. We're having a bit of trouble here with the CD. That should be it now, I think. See, Declan had to go home early, so all the panic happens when Declan's gone. Oh, it's play. Don't forget Mike Young is here tonight between 7 and 11 tonight when things will be slightly more organised. And also we'll have news of the Christmas toy appeal tonight coming to you exclusively on Hope FM.
In the meantime, let's get back into the Christmas spirit, shall we? Here's Chris Rea. He's driving home for Christmas.
I'm driving home for Christmas. Oh, I can't wait to see those faces. I'm driving home for Christmas, yeah. Well, I'm moving down that line. And it's been so long, but I will be there. I sing this song to pass the time away. Driving in my car, driving home for Christmas.
Natalie Cole at Hope FM, daughter of the famous Nat King Cole, that's I Live For Your Love. 18 minutes to 11, the newest voice of Dublin at Hope FM. Some advice for you now. If you're going out this morning, wrap up really well. If you're in bed, you don't know what you're letting yourself in for going outside this morning. Simon Elvin at Hope FM now. This is The Need In Me.
There's a need in me that I can't explain. From the moment I first saw you, I loved you. You can feel a part of me I should never find again. Could you take the need in me? You set me free, and you let me start again. Sometimes it's not so easy song. It takes so long to say what I really mean, but I would like to tell you, do you see?